What war against terrorism? It is ever so easy for us to talk about the war against terrorism and accept it as a given, an obvious truth. Yet it is exceedingly difficult to speak about it if one has but an inkling of the history of the U.S. in its own regions and neighboring territories for the last century or even 50 years. There we find a history of U.S. sanctioned and supported barbarism against people throughout the length and breadth of Central and South America who've had to endure, if they survived, decades under ruthless generals, monsters who wreaked unholy havoc upon their people or rapine, torture, murder, and more in the name of their masters, the Norte Americanos. For millions of people who live in the country south of the Rio Grande, U.S. claims to wage a war against terrorism are dismissed with deep cynicism, if not ill humor. For they know that the U.S. has always been the motive force behind the sheer terror that has ravaged their societies since the 1800s. They know that the U.S. trained their soldiers not just in the use of weaponry, but in the techniques of torture, not to be used against neighboring threats, but against their own people on behalf of the landowners, almost all of whom have themselves sold their souls to the U.S. Indeed, they would love a war against terror if it meant that the U.S. would cease interfering in their national affairs, stop supporting coups, or stop buying off sectors of their middle classes. Several days ago, I was reading a remarkable book, Clara Nieto's Masters of War, Latin America and U.S. Aggression. It's put out by Seven Stories. In her work, the former diplomat and journalist details U.S. intervention into Mexican, Cuban, Guatemalan, Argentine, Nicaraguan, Panamanian, Uruguayan, Brazilian, you name it, virtually all Central and Latin American internal affairs. From the 1823 era of the Monroe Doctrine to the vicious Reagan years to the Clinton era, the U.S. wages war against the forces of democracy in the region, fueling the forces that has made the U.S. the place of immigration for millions. Those people leave their homes not for democracy, not for freedom, but because they understand that the U.S. will rarely do at home what it does abroad. Here, at least, is a semblance of peace. They understand that no place outside of imperial territory is safe from the wrath of the empire. As for Cuba, its leader was subjected to at least a dozen U.S. attempts to kill him. The CIA enlisted the help of mafiosi like Meyer Lansky, John Roselli, and Santo Traficante in their assassination attempts against Fidel Castro. In 1 year alone, indeed in 8 months, the CIA carried out 5,780 acts of sabotage and terrorism against Cuba and its leaders with mafia help. In the 1980s, Ronald Reagan unleashed a right-wing wave against the Sandinistas of Nicaragua. As Nieto argues, quote, Reagan's secret war against Nicaragua became an international grab bag. Criminals, terrorists, mercenaries, paramilitaries, soldiers of fortune, unemployed people of various nationalities, former Green Berets, Cuban veterans of the Bay of Pigs, retired military officers, former CIA agents, Argentine thugs, and Israeli advisors, some 30 in 1983, participated in one way or another, unquote. These men unleashed an unholy hell on Nicaragua of bombings, killings, rapes, tortures, and widespread murder, all because they were following orders of the imperial president, Reagan. Reagan would liken those people to our founding fathers. He was speaking of the Nicaraguan Contras. Perhaps he had something at that. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.